Today we're talking about why people are so shocked when they see an INFJ succeed. It's not that people necessarily think that INFJs can't achieve anything, but what happens very often is that people seem to be shocked. It's like we've been telling them all along we were going to do something. It was so clear in our mind that we can. And now that we've actually put it into action and made it happen, it seems like people had no idea we had it in ourselves. So let's find out, why is this happening? Why are people so shocked? What kind of wrong message are we giving off? Are we giving off a wrong message? Is it just that people underestimate us and that's it? Should we be happy about it? What are the lessons that we can learn from this? We're going to go into detail on this today, and we're going to learn how you can use all of these insights to your advantage. So how you're going to succeed even more, how you're going to get the support from others, and how you don't always have to prove others wrong because they're more often on your side and believe when you tell them you're going to do something. Before we get started, remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ epic life, and definitely sign up to get notified about the INFJ epic life audio course. It's a home study guide, really excited about it, and you get access to a lot of goodies and an early bird price, so make sure you're on that list. All the information you find in the link in the description. We've all experienced this. We have an idea, and in our mind, it's pretty much, you know, already happened. This is one of those particular things we do as INFJs. We make up something in our mind, and very often we actually stay with that, so we don't put it into action. Why is this happening? Well, the main reason is because we get an endorphin rush from the fact that we've figured it out, that we already know what to do. It's so much more for us about figuring out what the steps are that are going to make something happen than actually following through on them, right? And so that actually leads to us very often thinking, we know what's going to happen. We know that we're going to succeed in this endeavor if we decide to take it on. And believe it or not, we always see the world the way we are. So we automatically assume on some level, even if we're not consciously thinking about it, that people understand that we have that insight, that we know what we're going to do with it, that we have the capacity, that we figured it out. But guess what? People cannot know that. How can they? Because there are two things we're mainly not doing. First of all, as I mentioned before, we're not really going through with them most of the time. And second of all, we're not bragging about it. So let's imagine you would have a person who would also not really go for anything they say they were going to do, and maybe their ideas wouldn't even function, but they continuously tell others about all the great things they could do and how amazing they could be at something. Of course, people are going to get after a while that it's all just talk and that there's no action behind it, that there is nothing that would actually prove that point. But we all are human, and with that, we all listen to confidence. It's a subconscious thing. So if you show up and you're really confident about, I'm going to do those 10 steps and it's going to work out and I'm going to achieve this, this, and this, on some level, people see this as a successful person. And that is the first image that people get of that person, right? That's the first impression. That's the first thing they remember. And so it will take a while before people get that person isn't succeeding, even though they pretend like they know everything. This is a scenario that the INFJ very rarely goes for because it's just not in our DNA. We either have an idea and keep it to ourselves, or we go for it and then people see it afterwards. But in general, INFJs are not the kind of people who just broadcast stuff in order to feel good about themselves. It's not what works for us. So we already established INFJs very often don't go through with certain things. Second of all, they don't brag about stuff that they may or may not do. And then on top of that, INFJs start to question themselves so often because they don't get the feedback from others that yes, your ideas are valid. Yes, you can do it. Because think of it like this. If we are so sure of ourselves, we start going, we may tell people, we may not, but we definitely wouldn't be waiting for others to give us reassurance that it's okay. But the INFJ functions differently. See, the default state of the INFJ is to be an observer. It's to see how others react. We are very in tune with how other people feel what their opinions are, what their preferences are. And this can lead to us actually never taking any steps. Because even if we believe that something could happen on a theoretical level, when it really comes down to it, we're still doubting it. We know it might theoretically work, but since others are not getting it, since others don't give us the impression that yes, we could do it, it sort of holds us back. So on some level, there is still this part of us that thinks, okay, what if I do try and I won't succeed? What then? If I don't ever try, then there's still this part in us that we can hold on to that thinks, oh, I could if I wanted to, if I took the steps. But if you take the step and then reality shows itself and you recognize that, oh no, I was just an imposter. I never was able to achieve anything that I ever thought. You know, that can be really hard on the ego. And so we as INFJs, if we're not taking the right measures, what happens? We stay in this limbo state of thinking theoretically we could do something. We have the potential for something, but you know, nobody on the outside seems to care. Nobody on the outside, you know, our friends, family seem to understand. And remember, we see the world the way we are, you know? Meaning in our mind, we understand on some theoretical level that something could work. That does not mean that people get that. It doesn't mean that in their mind it is as clear as it is to you. So what does that all lead to? Well, it leads to most INFJs not going through with things. It leads to INFJs not actually going after their potential. So what happens when the INFJ does take action? What happens when the INFJ decides, yes, I'm going to go for it no matter what? The INFJ recognizes that they were right about so many things and that things do work out the way they thought. See, I'm not here to tell you that the INFJ has like the perfect, you know, vision of how things will develop and then they will act on them and everything will turn out exactly as planned, because that's not the case. But you will be surprised how many of your insights are actually correct. You might think they are correct, but still, if you were that convinced about it on a subconscious level, we're not talking about that you theoretically understand the concept, but I mean, on a deep level, you knew, yes, this was going to work out. So many more of us would actually take steps in creating something amazing, in stepping out of the world. And once you do, you recognize, oh, a lot of my insights were right. Probably not as many as you thought. That is never the case. I always say our NI is building a system, and that system is built on all the information we have gotten through our environment. So the less steps we actually take in the real world, the more our insights are based on a finite amount of information because we just haven't tried out things, the more mistakes are going to be made when it comes to how things are going to turn out in the future. The more often you dare to take a step, you're willing to see, oh, okay, there are going to be, let's say, 8 out of 10 things that I anticipated, 2 things I completely didn't think about. Now I have that information. With that new information, I can create a new system, and now I can take a much more precise step. And if you start going this direction, guess what happens? You actually become more and more precise in your visions. Your growth happens way more exponentially, and people will be amazed. So think about this. Of course people are going to be shocked, because you're not talking about it. You're not bragging about it. You're actually even looking for other people's approval of your ideas. As in, yes, it's okay that you have this idea. That would make sense. That would be a great, you know, thing that people could benefit from, whatever it may be. Those are typical thoughts of like the default state of an INFJ, but they don't have to stay this way. So you can either continue that road and say, okay, that's just how life is going to be. But, you know, let's be honest, most of us are watching these videos because we know there's more to life, because we know there's potential within us, because we know that we have visions and that there's accuracy about them and that there's a reason why we have these ideas. It is just on us to actually take those steps. And you will see that people will be shocked, people will be surprised, and you will just stop caring. At some point, you will just understand that people will always underestimate you, and that's totally okay. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that people just think you're stupid or because they cannot understand your vision. I mean, most people can't, but think of it like this. We are cerebral beings. We are people who have insights, who have visions. And I'm not talking about visions and insights as like this esoteric thing and we're looking into another sphere or anything like this. I'm talking about really pragmatic visions of, okay, my mind has developed this idea that could work. It's not something that is, you know, done by everybody else, but from the information that I do have, this could work out. Yes, there are risks to it. Yes, there might be some things that I cannot anticipate now, but it's a calculated risk. So let me try it out. And when you do this, people will be shocked. But the more often you do this, the more you recognize that this is not something you can look towards. And guess what? Once you start taking those steps on a regular basis and you continuously bet on yourself, people will be shocked less and less. Because you're still not talking about it, you're still not bragging about it, but the results are there. And people can only judge you by what they see. People cannot judge you positively or negatively on your ideas or your visions or your resourcefulness because they just don't know any of these things. And everybody is so focused on their life that, you know, you can't really be mad at them for it, right? That's just the way it is. You don't brag. You probably wait on a subconscious level for others to be okay with you stepping out of the norm. And so, of course, people are going to be shocked once you take action. But if you anticipate that, if you know that this is what's going to happen, you're not going to wait for people's permission or for people's understanding or for people's support. I talk to INFJs so often who tell me, I just wish my family or my friends would just support me more. They would believe in me. But everybody has their burden to carry. It's on you to support yourself. And you do that by understanding that an INFJ is all about action. We already have the vision, we already have the ideas. But what we're lacking is the moment where we say, I'm going to turn this into reality. And to do that, we actually need to practice. We need to step into our SE, our extroverted sensing. We have to do things that are externally observable facts. So it's not enough to do research. It's not enough to do meditation. You have to actually go for it, meaning write that application, record that podcast, talk to somebody and have an uncomfortable conversation that might give you the kind of dynamic you're looking for. These things are not easy, but we can do hard things. And I want you to understand this. If you want people to stop being shocked, you have to take action continuously and to understand that it's not enough to just know that things would work out if you would just take action on them. Why isn't that enough? Why can't this just be something that you're satisfied with? Well, I can't tell you why it can't, but the truth is you're just not satisfied with it if you're being honest with yourself. If that was the case, you wouldn't be watching this video, you wouldn't have all of these thoughts. These are things so many of us struggle with. This thought of, okay, I know things could work out, I know I have this potential. Why isn't that enough for me? Why do I have to take steps? And we try to find a reason for it and we try to convince ourselves, but in the end, something is still missing. It won't be missing if you start taking actions. That's why I always say, you know, go check out that poster. It will give you insights into, okay, look at those five pillars. Make things happen in each one of them. And you'll see how your life really gets anchored in your current reality. And it needs to be anchored in so it can grow. No matter what kind of ideas you have, if they're all in the clouds and they're not connected to what is currently going on in your real world life, it cannot grow. The ideas cannot grow. And yes, you will have to face some hardships. Yes, you will have to face some disappointments. But if you look at them from a curiosity standpoint and you expect for most things to work out the way you thought they were and some things not working out at all, you can take it as a lesson learned that will give you more insights and more ideas on what to do next. So if you haven't done this so far, remember to download that poster so it will help you with this. And if you want to take the next step, then definitely sign up to get notified about the INFJ Epic Life audio course. It's going live in May. All the information you find once you sign up and you get some extra goodies and an early bird code, all the information you find in the link in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then watch the video, Why the INFJ's Intelligence Get Underestimated by So Many.